Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Vav. We are also finishing up the sixth parak, and again, we thank the sponsors of this month's shiur in the month of Kislev, in honor of Jonah Kubietzky, in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gevura, by his siblings, the Kubietzkys and the Greenberg families. We thank them for their sponsorship. Just one Shulchan Aruch that I forgot to mention yesterday. I was looking for it, but then I couldn't, I didn't find it right away. The Shulchan Aruch is Zimantes, relating to the issues of Katlanis. We mentioned it outside, but I just wanted to read it. And that is, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halachas of a woman married to two men, and the men die. Isha shenas nisei shtei nashim amesu lo tinasei l'shlishi. As we said yesterday, when it comes to bikuach nefesh, we're machmer to assume that two is a chazaka, like the shita of Rebbe, and therefore she can't get married to a third husband. Shekfar huchzaka lios anasheha mesim. She already has a chazakah of her husband's dying. He said yesterday, is it because of ma'ayan or mazel, machlokes, v'im niseis, and if she gets married, lo teitzeis, she doesn't have to get divorced, v'afilu niskat, she yichnos, and if she just had kiddushin, so that it would be enough. But then, the Rama adds, v'yesh omrim, the dafke meisum misas atzmam. This is only if they die of natural causes. And therefore, it's possible. It's based on mazel or ma'ayan. Avalam ne'erag echad mehen. O meis bedavar, bedever. O nafal v'meis v'chadome eino klum. If there's some other reason that we can attribute the death to, so then she's not considered a katlanis. V'lachein rabim mekilim bedvarim elu ve'ein mochin bidehem. And that's why the Rama says many are mekel and nobody protests. Right? That is the halacha of the of the Rama. And the Taz on this Rama, the Taz on the bottom, or the Taz we know in Aruch Chaim, he's on the side, but on the, in Eben Ezra, he's on the bottom, says the Taz, Nira l'damo davar zeh, I'm going to compare this to what we learned in Perek Befanin in Shabbos, l'dina kaza b'mali shabsa, getting bloodlet on Fridays. The Gemara says, aye, isn't that something dangerous, bloodletting under a certain mazel? So the Gemara says, avagav de sakanahi, kiva de dashu be'ravim, shomer psoyim Hashem. Rashi there, hergalu mitoch dochak. Because people do it, and this is a type of risk that they've already become accustomed to, so Hashem guards the ptayim. V'chein bazeh shehorgalu rabim bazeh v'bnei she'en lo kol echad lizar bazeh. Dein zivug masilo. Right, it's hard to find a shidduch, and if somebody finds a shidduch, a woman finds a shidduch even after her previous two husbands were nifters. Therefore, the Taz says it is something that we are makelim. Akin lo chashu l'sakana od. So we're not machbir for the sakana. Okay, so that is just one Shulchan Aruch related to yesterday. We now are on Samachei Abayis, towards the bottom. So we are on the sugyas of Puravu. As we mentioned, Machlokas Tanoim, whether a woman is commanded in Puravu. The Mishnah says that, Tanakhama says that a woman is not mitzuveh, based on a couple of psukim. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says she is commanded. Even if she's not commanded, we know she plays a major part in the mitzvah of Puravu. The first daf of the second parak in Kiddushin discusses the mitzvah of marriage, or a mitzvah. Unclear if it's marriage or not, Machlokas Rambam and the Rashi, if there is a mitzvah of marriage. But the Mishnah starts off, Ha'ish b'kadesh bo b'shlucha, Ha'ish b'kadesh bo u b'shlucha. So there, the language used is Ha'ish b'kadesh. There's a Machlokas, whether, and the Gemara there uses the word of mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha. So according to the Rambam, who says that it's a mitzvah to get married, so the Gemara runs beautifully, smoothly. It's a mitzvah to get married yourself, rather than have a shliach do it for you. But if you say the mitzvah is puravu, so then it gets a little more difficult, because you're not doing, why is it called a mitzvah? So you have to say it's even a hechsher mitzvah. But the Rishonim there discuss, here we're talking about the woman too. Ha'isha miskadeshes bo'u bishlucha. It's more of a mitzvah for a woman to do it herself. But if you say something about puravu, a woman is even mitzvah puravu. So how do you read that Gemara? According to what we posket, that women aren't mitzvah and puravu. And if you say that Gemara, if there's no mitzvah of marriage, like the Rosh says in Ksubis, so how do you read that Gemara? So the Ran has a quoted formulation as, Isha misayas labayla. She's not mitzvah, but she plays a major part. Right, she's not just a siyu, as we know. But that's the language of the Ran there, that misayas labayla, she's obviously very involved in the mitzvah, and she's gonna get tremendous credit, if not the most credit for the mitzvah, even though she's not mitzvah, and even though we say gazal mitzvah v'yoseh, but still, as we said yesterday, maybe for technical reasons, she's not mitzvah. The Ben Yoyada and the Meshachachma, but obviously she plays the major role as the Akaras Havayis. But you have to look there to the formulation of the Rishonim, also to determine what exactly is her role in the mitzvah of Pururvu. Okay, so we also had a different deos, what Rabbi Yochanan held. Did he say that Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, or not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka? So, my Havi Allah, we are about the eighth wide line or so on Samach Chayim Abayis. Let's finish up this parak of Hashem with the last couple of notes about Pururvu. My Havi Allah, so Toshma, Amar of Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar of Asi, Uvda Havi Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. There was a story that came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. What's the story? Rashi says there was a woman who came to Rabbi Yochanan demanding to be divorced because she didn't have children. Right? Rashi says that Ha'ara Tova Asola Garsha. She came to Bezdin, but Kedishta de Kesari in the shul in Kesari. V'yamar Yotzi v'yitei Ksuba, and he commanded the husband to divorce her. Fine, it's been a long time, and he has to pay the Ksuba. But if you say that Rabbi Yochanan held, that's what we're trying to figure out. If you say that Rabbi Yochanan held that a woman is not mitzuvah in Puravu, and therefore, what's so bad? So she'll stay married, she won't be fulfilling anything, but she's not mitzuvah. So really, she would have had a choice to stay married, so ksuba maya vidita, he wouldn't have awarded her the ksuba. The fact that he awarded her the ksuba must be there's no choice, there's ein brera, and the divorce must occur, and that's why he gives her the ksuba. So isn't this a raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a woman is mitzuvah in Puravu? Because if not, he wouldn't have awarded her the ksuba. So Gemara says, no raya. Dilma biba'a machmas taina. Maybe she has another excuse, another reason why she should be getting divorced. You're right, maybe not the Puravu reason, because she's not mitzuvah in Puravu, but maybe she has a different reason. For example, like a woman who came in front of Rabbi Yami, amrole, she said, havli ksuba. I need the ksuba, please. And I need to get divorced. Amar la zil, lo mifkadis. What's the pressure, right? You're not commanded. So why are you demanding the ksuba? Amra le, she says, misivu dila, my tevi Allah dahach itza. When I get old, who's going to take care of me? Misivu dila, right from the word seva, right from the old age. My tevi Allah dahach itza. What's going to happen with this woman, with me? I'm going to need somebody to take care of me. So forget the mitzvah per se of Puravu. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ami replied, ki ha vadei kaifinan. Good reason. For this, for sure, I will be kofed. You will need to get divorced so that hopefully you'll be able to have children with another man. So again, even without the mitzvah Puravu, there are other reasons. Similarly, hahid asoy lekamid Rav Nachman, Amar lalo mifkedis. You're not commanded. Amrale, lo boy, hach itza, chutra liyado, mar lekvura. This woman, meaning me, I'm not interested in a walking stick for my hand, meaning support when I get old, and a shovel to bury me, meaning, you know, it's, the descendants are important for other reasons. Amar kiha vade kaifinan. So for that, we are kofeb. So again, the Gemara ends up not bringing a riot either way, what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Continues the Gemara. Yehuda v'chizkiah, ta'omim hayu. Two famous twins. Comes up, two places in Shas. Here and in Maseches Nida. Why were they famous? Because they were born 3 months apart from each other. Yehuda and Chizkiah, they were twins. Echa nigmar atzirasa l'sof tisha, v'echa nigmar atzirasa l'tchila shiva. Right, they were born 3 months apart from each other, twins. Is this possible? There is a case. You could Google it. And a couple of decades ago, I think in England, a woman had a baby 3 months apart also from each other. The medical side of it, we're not going to get into right now. But there were these two brothers. So afterwards, the mother, maybe she was in labor for 3 months, right? She was having pains for 3 months. So, says the Gemara, Yehudis, the Bisud Rabbi Chiya, Yehudis, who was the wife of Rabbi Chiya, the mother of these boys, Havilat Tsar Leda. She had tsar leida. And again, this must not have been regular tsar leida, because the Gemara wouldn't have been making an emphasis about it. So, tsar leida. Shanai mana vasor lekabed Rabbi Chiya. She wanted to ask her husband the question without the husband knowing who she was. So she dressed up, she put on some unusual clothes, she covered herself, and she came in front of Rabbi Chiya. Amra, she said, it's mifkada piri verivya. Is the woman mitzuvah at Puri Verivia? Amar lala. He says, no. We're not possibly like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. She says, great. Thank you, Rabbi. Azla, ashi asama da'akrasa. So she drank something to make herself impotent. She was not interested in having any more children. And we'll see in a second. She was ready. He was ready to go to the mitzvah of Puri Verivu. So right now, she just wanted to make sure that she wasn't doing anything anything wrong. Lasofig loy milsa, afterwards, obviously, the husband finds out about it. Amar lo, he says to her, Echu yaldesli chada karsa achrisa. You didn't want to just have one more batch. You didn't want to have one more wombful. What do you mean wombful? One more wombful. Because the Gemara says she already had two wombfuls. To Amar Mar, Yehuda v'Chizkiya achi, Yehuda and Chizkiya were brothers, and Pazi v'Tavi, achvasa. Pazi and Tavi were sisters, same mother, two sets of twins. So they had two boys and two girls, so twins was not easy for her. She has had enough, and therefore this is what she did. The Marshal Paskins on this Gemara, Marshal the Yamshal Shlomo, right here, Paskins, if, because a woman is not mitzuva on Pura Revu, muteres lishtos af kosha likarin, the kakas of asmag, she's allowed to do something to make herself not be able to have any more children, if there's a good reason for it, and if her husband has already been yotzi in the mitzvah Pura Revu. V'rayaso misugya the sof hai pirka, to the bisud Rabbi Chiya, the kashtale, v'chulu, v'omer ani, says the Yamsha Shlomo, the ain raya mizu el lamisha misha yeshla tsar leida kein de bisu drebichia. Not a normal. Everyone has tsar leida. It's part of the bria right now, right? Since Chava, we know it's part of the bria. But if there was an unusual case, this woman who had two sets of twins must have been, and one of them was 3 months apart, a very long labor, says the Yamsha Shlomo, that's where it can be done. The kashgein in banai in hochem b'derach yishara. Okay, without getting into other details, if there's a good reason, and again, obviously, it should only be done with halachic permission, but the Yavshua Shlomo says there are certain cases where it could be done. Again, the most common case is cases of sakana, cases of if the doctor says it's medically advised for her not to get pregnant again, so then there are things that can be done. Again, regular birth control is not even talking about that. We're talking about something specifically physically debilitates, right? Tying tubes at a certain age. But again, that is an important discussion medically. Finishing up the parek, v'lo mifkidi, is it really true that we paske that women are mitzuve and puravu? V'yamar of acha barav katina, amar of yitzchak, maisa b'isha achas, shechetzi yishivcha v'chetzi yibaschorin, v'kafwa is rabba v'asa baschorin. But we know the story of a woman who was chatzi-chatzi, and the rav forced the master to make her a baschorin, because there was no way that she'd be able to fulfill the mitzvah, right? We discussed this a couple of days ago. This is like the case of the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin, that we force, because she can't marry a bas chorin, she can't marry an eved, so we force her to get, we force the master to free her, so she has something to get married to. But what's the big deal? She's not mitzuveh. So the Gemara says, Amar Rachma Yitzchak, that story was different. Minok Efker no aguba. That story is, because she had no one to marry, so she was just mafkira herself. She's like, oh, forget it. I'm never going to have a proper mate anyway. So I might as well, you know, be mafkira myself and act in an unsneeze fashion. So rather than that situation continuing, so that's why they forced the master. But it's no raya that a woman is mitzuvah in Pru Urevu. Okay, two more points related to Pru Urevu before we continue. And that is, number one, even before that, when we talk about that she changed her clothing and she, in front of her husband and tried to trick, so the Chashuke Chemet Dos of the day, he quotes here a story. She'ela, Maisa Be'isha Muvugeres, Habeskares Be'beis Bita. It was an older woman who lived with her daughter. And she fell, she broke her leg, V'yakein, and she needs Tipult Samud. She needs, you know, full-time help. So they bring a full-time help in, and the only person that they could get full-time help is someone who's not Jewish. They bring someone in from Chutz Laaretz, and they brought her in, and she's very good. I'm a tavelas tova ma'odla. But the mother says, I'm not having this. Go, you'll work for me. You know, I've had all my life, and, you know, I don't. Ha'im levatir ala oveda zara? Was she mevatir on believing in her other religions? So the choice was, stay at home to have this non-Jewish help, or the Shaila was, send her to a Beit Avot, send her to a place where, like a retired senior citizen home, where she wouldn't get as better care. But the daughter says, I want to keep her at home. This is the only help I can find. Right? I can find a Filipino. I can find, you know, someone, but the mother is not interested. So what do I do? Tshuva. Says Rav Zilberstein, Ein l'shlocha te'ima l'beit avar kija davar idu tovla. You think that it's better for her health to live at your house, you have to do anything you can to have her stay at your house. Ella, yesh la halbish et ha'ovedes hazara, bebegadim ki Yehudiya, put on sanua clothes, tell her to dress like a Jew, ulalamda kama milim, teach her a few words like Baruch Hashem, Bezus Hashem, teach her those words, Gechabis, Shabbat Shalom, velom alo, and you tell your mother, ki Yehudiya shigia mechutz laretz, and that's why she doesn't speak Lashon HaKodesh. V'yen lachush p'shamarame bezes, ima kivan sha'adavar hulu tovasa. Right, it's for her good. Just like Yevamis Amachayim Abayz, she dressed up in front of her husband because it was the best idea for her. And he quotes other examples of this. But this is Mishane Mipnei, not just Shalom, Mishane Mipnei Abrius, Mishane for health reasons. So in those cases, it would be okay. Two other points relating to Purivu. Number one is the Minchas Chinuch. This is a classic Minchas Chinuch comment. Again, the fact that he even brings it up. We know, we saw that like Beis Hillel, boy and a girl. One boy, one girl, that's what we paskin. What about if you have, we have the machlokes, is each of them mutually exclusive of the other shita? Would Beis Shammai also say that's okay, but he says even two boys? And the opposite. So we mentioned the machlokes we showed him about that. But the Minchas Chinuch asks, okay, so what if a woman has an androgynous? Androgynous, we know, is a machlokes. What's an androgynous? Is it Safek Isha, Safek Ish, is it Birya Bifnei Atzma? So says the Minchas Chinuch, Im Nomar, he says, if you say, right, we have a machlokas, whether androgynous is a Safek or not, so the Ravid, some Rishonim say an androgynous is not a Safek, it's Chatzi Chatzi. Would a man be Yotzi Puravu with just having an androgynous? A little man, a little woman in there. Little Zachris, little Nikvus. So the fact that he even asked that question is classic Minchas Chinuch coming up with a Shaila. His answer is no. The answer is he does not think that you would be Yotze, because Gzeiras HaKasuv, Sheilu Shnei Gufim, Sheru'uyim Laholid, V'zeh Rak Guf Echad, right? Because he says a technical problem, we said before that your son and daughter also have to produce the next generation to really be fully Yotze the mitzvah of a Puruvu, and our Jogonis is not Roy Laholid. Okay, but without that problem, you know, would it be okay? Gzeiras HaKasuv, you need two bodies, okay? Doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara, but that's just the assumption. That's the assumption. But he brings that up. Then in the continuation, he also discusses, we mentioned this quickly a couple of days ago, and that is, he's bothered very strongly, how is it possible that a man would be yotzei the mitzvah for Revu with producing a mamzer? How is that possible? And he says, it's true. That's what we pask in Lahalacha. He's just so bothered. V'zeh zman kabir k'sheisi. I've been bothered by this all my life. Delama yasi dechova. V'halo havi mitzvah baba veira. It's a mitzvah baba veira. Right? So what about a mamzer marrying a mamzeres? So there's no aveira there. And the child is a mamzer. A mamzer is chayiv in Puruvu. So there, maybe he wouldn't have such a problem. Not the mitzvah baba veira problem. He'd have the other hashkafic problem, which he says, mar ben mamzerim be Yisrael. But this is no choice for that one. But he says, I'm worried about mitzvah baba avera. Why isn't that a prevention? So he explains, the mitzvah baba avera lo havi ela im bishas mitzvah ose gamken avera. If you're still doing the avera at the moment of the mitzvah. Like, I stole a lulav and I'm shaking it. So it's still in a state of stolenness. Right, it's guzzle when I'm shaking it. I have a chiv to return it. That's mitzvah baba veira. The be'esrog a guzzle b'shas anatilo over al v'heishav asakzela. Zeo mitzvah baba veira. Avalim b'shas a mitzvah leka aveira klau. What if the mitzvah is done? Like the Yerushalmi discusses. I carried, it's the first day of Pesach in Shabbos, and I carried matzah in Rishis Arabim, and I brought it to my house. So I violated hotza'ah. But now I'm, that's going to prevent me from doing the mitzvah matzah? No, it's finished. The mitzvah votes, the aveira votes, is finished. That's not mitzvah baba aveira. The aveira is done. He says, v'im kein achanami acha. Nehida mitzvah shalabanim ba'i de aveira de bias isur. Mikomakom ha mitzvahs asei haino habanim. V'ya bi'ila hi rak hechsher mitzvah di efsher beloze. Says the aveira is done by the maisebia. The Puruvu is the earliest it's fulfilled is at the moment of birth. It could be even later on when they have kids. So he says, V'kiva de ikr kiva mitzvah hima banim ube'ez kazos lek aveira klal daveira kfarnasis, therefore it's not a problem. So he says, halachically I got out of the problem, but hashkafically I'm still bothered. And he leaves it. Sarach iyan ma'od, ech yotzi dechova bivlan mamzer laharbos mamzerim b'Yisrael. That is the Minchas Chinuch's halachic and then hashkafic issue. Number one. Number two, the Chachmas Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, in the beginning of Eben Ezer. This is the first Simon Eben Ezer. The mitzvah of Puruvu. Simon Aleph Os Aleph. Chayiv kol adam lisa isha kedei lifras v'lirbo. So mishena osik b'periyav arivya, kilu shovek domim, umayit eset mus, v'gorem l'shchina, shet tesalak mi'israel, as we had in the Gemara a couple of days ago. So Chachma Shlomo here, right at the beginning of Evan Ezer, discusses the two sugyas of, number one, adoption. Is adoption a fulfillment of puravu? Since Chazal says that Hedgen Hamagadel Yasov Yisoma Toch Beso Kili Yilado, Malav Kada Kili Yado. So does that mean Kilu Puravu? Or Al Kapanim, it's Kiilu. Focus on the Kiilu. It's like, but it's not exactly. And he says maybe this is totally on the Machlokes elsewhere. How do you understand general Kiilus? Is it mamish or is it not? So that's one issue. But again, there's a lot of other questions relating to semi-puravu issues. This is number one of them. What about somebody produces svarim? Machadish chidushim, there are sources of relating that to puravu. Or less extreme cases. What about artificial insemination? Right, there's not a regular maisabia. So is that a kiyum of puravu? Is there yichlis? Is the child a kohen like the father's a kohen? Again, there's major issues that come up. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, so we continue now. Hadralach abal yavimto. We finished the amazing parak. Think about it. The beginning of the parak. Think about what was in this parak. The beginning of the parak was all about the ha'ara and the maisabia definitions. Then we got into issues of kahuna, and then we got into issues of Puravu and other related issues. So now we get into Amar HaKohen Gadol, this little parak, until we get to Parak Ha'arel, which is the eighth parak. But now we have Amar HaKohen Gadol, issues having to do with Kohen and the rights of his wife. Why are we talking about this now? Because we had a mishnah in the last parak related to this. Back on Daf Nun Vav, we had the sugya of Mishtameres Labia Psula. If a Kohen marries does Erison with a Grusha, could she still eat Truma v'chul? So related to that, here we go. One or two points of introduction related to this issue. Number one, we know the a woman, when we had this once before already, I think on Daf Lamed Tes or so, when a woman brings, Lamed Ches, when a woman brings property, Lamed Ches Manalf, brings property into a marriage, she has one of two choices, how to bring the dowry, the property, into the marriage. Either she could have it written in the ksuba, and the value written in the ksuba, and in that case, the husband, in case of death or divorce, has to give her back that exact value of the stuff. It doesn't matter if it depreciated. He's responsible. That's called nichse tzon barzel, because it's like iron for her. It stays strong, and he has to return it in a situation of death or divorce. It's called tzon barzel, because usually they gave sheep in the days of old, but it's tzon barzel. That's A. And the other way she could bring in is the nichse melug, as it's called. And that is not estimated. The husband has rights of what we would call kinyan peiros in the malug. Malug means to pluck. Malig is plucking the feathers out of a chicken. So he has rights to the property, but only the peiros of the property. She still owns the kinyan aguf in the nechse malug. So in a sense, nechse malug are really still hers. Nechse tzon barzel, ironically, there's more of a guarantee she's going to get that back in the future, but b'shaito, during the marriage, it's his. He has a Kenyan Haguf, and he's responsible for it in this regard. That's Kenyan Peiros and Kenyan Haguf. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down a Machlokas. The Machlokas is right here in the Rishonim, in Evan Ezer. The question is, how you define, what if something is not exactly estimated, but it's written in the Ksuba? Right, does it have to be exactly estimated to be called Nichsei Tzon Barzel, or as long as it's written in the Ksuba, that is enough? Simen Pei Hei in Evan Ezer. That's the Simen of Nichsei Malug B'Tzon Barzel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nichsei Tzon Barzel, Heim HaNedunya Da'anolas Lei Begadim O Beheima V'Avadim U'Mekabel Asalav Achrayas. Mekabel Asalav Achrayas. What she brings in, and he accepts Achrayas for it, Im Mesu Mesu Lo V'Im Hosiru Hosiru Lo. If anything happens, he has the responsibility. V'nafgamina, imezo osir v'chulu. Okay, then he talks about, that's what it is. And then he quotes, Yesh mi sha'omer, Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel, D'nichse tzon barzel, eino chayev bachur yusan, ela imkein, shamu osam alav, bedamim ketsuvim. Only if you estimate and give an exact amount for it, o shekibel achrayusan beferish, or he accepts achrayus beferish explicitly for these items. If they're just listed in the ksuba that she brings this stuff in, but it's not explicit, it's not called tzon barzel. It has to be exact amount, or he has to explicitly accept. The yesh misha omer, and others say no. Others say no, it doesn't have to be. Shemeacher sheksavan biksuba nischayev achriusam. Once they're in the ksuba, right, and you read the ksuba under the chuppah, which you don't have to do, but that's the minhag going back to the days of Rashi. The minhag of reading the ksuba under the chuppah to be mechalik, to have a time period between the Erisin and the Nisuin, because you don't want to have two pori peragafins, one right after another, so you want to have a hefsik, so we, with a minhag developed of kriyas aksuba. So, in there, it talks all about the achrayas. Or it talks about the what's written. Shemeachar shaksav m'ksuba nechzai b'achriyusan, afal pishalo shamu osam, v'lo nechzai b'achriyusan. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'harishon ikar. Right, I think the first daya, meaning, even though it's written in the ksuba, if he wasn't makabal achrayas, or it doesn't say an exact amount, that wouldn't be good enough. It's a machlokas. Machlokas, we've shown him here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both dayas. He likes the first daya. But that's nichse malug and nichse tzon barzel. Okay, let's continue now, and we'll get back to other issues. So here you go. Aman of the Kohen Gadol. Grusha v'chalutza of the Kohen Hedyot. So a woman is, or a man, both of them are involved in an illicit relationship, a chayve lavin of kahuna. So, the question is, do the avadim that she bring into the marriage, do they eat truma? We know normally she eats truma by a regular case, eris and mida oraisa. Mida rabana, you have to wait till nisuin. But mida oraisa, she is kinyan kaspo. And therefore she could eat truma. Not only can she eat truma if she brings avadim into the marriage. Right? So, normally they can eat truma too. She could bring avadim in as malug or tzon barzel. So this case is a little bit more difficult because she cannot eat truma. Remember we said last time, Shemeris will be a psula, right? If she's married and she can't eat truma because she's a halala. She's a halala and a halala cannot eat truma. We'll get back to that, Bezal Hashem. So, hechnisa lo avdei malug va'avdei tzon barzel. She brings in avadim in both of these categories. Avdei malug lo yochlu b'truma. Avdei malug, the avadim that she brings in as nichsei malug cannot eat truma. Why? As we described, they're really hers. The husband has rights to use them, but they're really hers. So, as we're going to see in the Gemara, if she can't eat truma, then the avadim that are brought in, that really hers, also cannot eat truma. Avdei tzon barzel, yochlu. But avdei tzon barzel, they really switch over to him. So, he can eat truma, even though he's living in sin, but he can eat truma. So, he's a Kohen. So, that's why the avadin that switch over to him also can eat. Ve'eloin avdi milug, what's the definition? This is what the Shulchan Aruch said before. What is defined as avdi milug? Im mesu, mesu la, vim hosiru, hosiru la. Anything that's related to her, if they die, she has to bear the brunt of the expense. And if they appreciate it, they start working in a very a fashion that gives her even more profit, then Hosiru lo, then she wins. Avo bishu chai b'mezonosan. Even though the husband either way has to give them parnasa, right, even avdi milug, the husband has to support them, but still, hara'ilu lo yochle b'truma. Still, they do not eat truma. Ve'elohein avdei tzon barzel. What's tzon barzel? Emesu mesu lo. Vim Hosiru Hosiru lo. Right, those are where he bears the brunt or the profit. And he just has to give back that exact amount at the time of death or divorce. However, chayav achriyusan, hare elu yochlu b'truma. Because he's chayav achriyus totally, so therefore they can't eat truma. So in the Mishnah, it doesn't say explicitly about the issue that we just mentioned, the machlokas we've shown him in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the mashmos of Rashi here, Rashi sounds like, if it's written in the ksuba, fourth line of Rashi, right? He just writes it in the ksuba, that's all you, sounds like you need. The Rashba formulates this as a machlokas Rashi Rambam. The Rashba says, it sounds like from Rashi that he doesn't have to accept it, but favorish, and it doesn't have to be written. But the Rambam in Perek Tazayin, in Hilchas Ishus, and the Rashba quotes this at the Machlokas, says, no, he has to, the husband has to be accepted as part of his acceptance of the ksuba responsibilities. I'll read the Rashba. Mikan Nira, this is where the Shulchan Aruch got it from, our Gemara. Mikan Nira, Dekol Delo Sham, Vekibol of Achrayas, Ein Lohem Din Nichse Tzon Barzel, Ela Din Nichse Malug, Afo Pishach Nisan Lo Vekhasan Lo Vekhsuba. Even if it's written in the ksuba, it has the din of Milug, which would work out worse for her. Vechein Kazav Arambamzal, Venirin Li Dvar of Mikan. And I think it's from here. V'chein mashu li minat tosefta. V'yavu bi shapirish Rashi kan other else differently. Divrei Rambam nirin li ikar de mistama kosha machneses lo kosev lavo machneses in a mishayeres. Okay, he talks about different reasons, but the Rashba here quotes those two days that are written in Shulchan Aruch. Good. Let's continue. Last part of the Mishnah. So we are machalik so far between the nichse, the avdei melug and the avdei tzon barzel. Bas Yisrael shenisayis lakohen v'yachnisa lo avadim. If a bas Yisrael is married to a kohen and brings in avadim, bein avdei melug, bein avdei tzon barzel, hare elu yochlu b'truma. Regular case would work. Right? If there's no aveira here, right? The bas Yisrael's avadim would be able to eat even the nichse, even the melug ones. Why is the Mishnah saying this? You should realize that just because the Malug ones are related to her doesn't mean that in a regular case they don't eat. Right? In this case, she eats and they eat. Bas ubas kohen shenisayis liYisrael, and the other way, shechnisa lo avadim bein avdei melug bein avdei tzon barzel hari elu lo yochlu b'truma. The second, that the master, meaning she, is married to a Yisrael, she cannot eat truma, so her avadim also are labeled like that, and therefore they cannot eat truma. This is talking about Eved Kenani. Yes, these are talking about Eved Kenani, not Eved Ivri. Eved Kenani, where you have Gufo Kanui. That's called Kinyan Kaspo. Eved Ivri is not called Kinyan Kaspo. Okay, the Gemara. So, you know, before we do the Gemara, Tosfos here has a very important comment on the top line. Tosfos says, we know we had once before reading the Masechta, the beginning of Perek HaCholetz, Lamed Vavim Abeis. We have the Machlokas, Kinyan Peros, Kinyan Aguftami, or Lav Kinyan Aguftami. If somebody has a Kinyan Peros type of Kinyan, is that considered like Kinyan Aguf or not? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish there. So there we discussed how far apart are these two shitos. Tosfos here puts them much closer together. Tosfos here says, Avdei Melug, don't eat, right? The husband has a Kinyan Peros in the Avdei Melug. Even, says Tosfos, even if you say Kinyan Peros is Kinyan Aguf Dami, that's not good enough for these Avdei Melug to eat because of the husband. Right? Even if you say Kinyan Aguf. Why? Lo Chashiv Bahachi Kinyan Kaspo. Kivon She'en Aguf Shelo. Kamo She'en Yotzin B'Shein V'Ayin Lish. As we'll see soon. Afilam Adamer Kinyan Peros Kinyan Aguf Dami. What does Tosfos do here? Even if you say Kinyan Peros Kinyan Aguf Dami, it's not Mamish Kinyan Aguf. Right, it's not considered the husband's that he could be ma'achil for truma. This is Tosfos in one direction. If you remember, we discussed back then on Daf Lamed Vav the Ksos is Chiddush who says the opposite. The Ksos says even if you say Kinyan Peiros is lav Kinyan Aguf Dami, that doesn't mean right now it's not considered Kinyan Aguf, because after all, ask the Ksos, how could anyone who has any land recite Mikra Bikurim? It's going to go back in Yovel. How can you say Adam Asher Nesatali? How can you say it's your land? It's going to revert back. So don't you only have Kinyan Peros in this fruit? How could anybody ever say Mikra Bikurim or Vidur Maisrus? Says the Ksos, the fact that it's going to go back in the future doesn't take away from the fact that it's yours right now. And even, this is his line, even Lamanda Amar, Kinyas, the Ksos in Reish Nun Zion, even Lamanda Amar, Kinyan Peros, Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami, they could still recite this line. Because it's theirs right now. It's Kinyan Aguf Lizman. That's how I will look at Kinyan Peros. So the Ksos does the opposite of what Tosfos does here. But both of them are bringing these two shitos closer together. Whenever you have a machlokas and you have a limitation or an expansion of a rishon or an achron, that's always an important note to make. How far apart are the shitos and how not? Tosfos here brings one shita closer and the Ksos there brings the other shita closer. Okay, says the Gemara. V'yavde melug lo yochlu b'truma. One second. When she is living in sin, when she is an Alman Lekohen Gadol, or Grusha Lekohen Hedya, her Avadim cannot eat Truma, why not? Amai, Levi Kikinyano Shekana Kinyan. Isn't this like a Kinyan that brought a Kinyan? Remember, she is Kinyan Kaspo of her husband. And now, she has a Kinyan herself. So, isn't this a double Kinyan? Kinyano Shekana Kinyan. Titanya, Minayan Lekohen Shenasa Isha Vakana Avadim She Yochlu B'Truma. If a man marries, a Kohen marries a woman who has Avadim, they could eat Truma. Shenemar Vakohen Kiyikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo Hu Yochabo. So, that's how we know that the Avadim could eat. Uminayan Leisha Shekansa Avadim Va Avadav Shekanu Avadim She Yochlu B'Truma. Had I know a woman who brought avadim. And those avadim brought avadim. How do we know that they could eat truma? Rashi says it must be a case where the eved has rishus that the adon doesn't have, because or else we would say kol mashal kana eved kana baila. So come up with a case that the eved owns something. How do you know that would work? Shneimar v'kohen ki yigna nefesh kinyan kasbo hu yochabo kinyano shekana kinyan ochel. Question mark. So what's wrong with the resha? Why don't these avdei melug eat? Answer, she doesn't eat. If she doesn't eat, if the kinyan doesn't eat, the kinyan or shakana kinyan doesn't eat. Kala ochel ma'achil. Kal she'ein ochel eino ma'achil. If she would be able to eat, like in the safe of the Mishnah, regular case of not ba'aveira, then she can be ma'achil. Kal she'ein ochel eino ma'achil. You can't jump the step. Can't jump the step. What was the Havamina? What was the Havamina? The Havamina knew this? Maybe one could suggest that the Havamina was maybe saying, well, if A causes B and B causes C, maybe you could just skip the middle step. Right? We have the concept of Shibuta Rav Nassan elsewhere. If A owes B money and B owes C money, then halakhically we might be able to look at it as A owing C money. So here, the husband causes her to eat, and she causes her eved to eat. So maybe the Havamina is just skip her. And therefore, the husband is causing her avadim to eat. And the Gemara answers, no, you can't skip her. Right, you have to look at her, and she's not an ochel, and therefore she can't be a machel. Says the Gemara, velo, really? Is there no case where there's someone who does not eat, but they're not machil? V'harei orel, next perek. V'chol atmeyim, she'enin ochlin umachilin. What if you have a kohen orel who owns avadim? So he can't eat truma, he's an orel. And yet, his avadim can eat truma. Or let's say the master becomes tamei. At this moment he can't eat truma, but he can be ma'achil. Answer, no. Hasam pumayhu ka'iv lahu. There, literally, their mouth is hurting them. What does that mean? It's an external temporary problem. It's not like a permanent one. So, you know, a tamei. Okay, he's tamei. So, but that's going to leave. That doesn't change his inherent status of being an ochel. Even an arel. This is discussed by the Mitzvah Eisan right here. You might say, an arel. What do you mean, an arel? Let's say his brother's died. He's never going to have bris milah. Still, it's considered temporary because theoretically there's a way physically to get out of it. Even though halakhically, you know, you're not going to do it. But both of those are considered external. Masha'enkein here, a woman who is a chalala, she's finished. She's finished. She can no longer eat truma. And therefore, her avadim cannot eat truma either. Says the Gemara, I have a harim mamzer, she'en ochel umachil. If you have a kohen mamzer, he cannot eat truma, ein ochel, umachil, and yet he could be machil. What is the case of mamzer being eino ochel and machil? So Rashi quotes two different permutations of a woman has a descendant who is a mamzer. And we know the halacha is as long as an eshes kohen, even if the kohen dies, she could still eat truma as long as she has some descendant who's living. So Rashi comes up with the Hechi Timsi. How does an Ashes, right, you have a woman who's married to a Kohen, the Kohen dies, but she had somebody. She had a daughter. And then that daughter, right, married a Yisroel. Lamaisa, you work out that there's a descendant which is a Mamzer. So that Mamzer cannot eat because that Mamzer is a Yisroel. But he's Ma'achil, the grandma, because there's still Zera in the world that she's not doesn't have to go back to her father's house. So you have cases of Eino Ochel and Ma'achil. And a status that's never going to change. So the Gemara just clarifies this answer. Amar Avina, this is what we meant to say. The reason why her Avdei Melug do not eat, Kinyan Ochel Ka'amar. It doesn't mean anyone. It means a Kinyan, a person who was a Kinyan themselves. If they are Ochel, then they have the power to be Machil. Kinyan Ochel Machil, She'in Ochel Eino Machil. Meaning, the woman herself is step two. She's not the source of the Ha'achala. And therefore, if she is a Kinyan, so then we have this rule, and the case of Mamzer, there was not a Kinyan. That's all number one. Reason number one why the Avdei Melug don't eat is because of Ravina. For Rava Amar, Rava has a different pshat. We will have three pshatim here. The first one, as we just saw, sounds like it's a Dinda Araisa. Two and three are going to be Drabanan. For Rava Amar, Midaraisa Mechalachli. Really, Midaraisa, her Avdei Melug should be able to eat, even though she does not eat. But Rabbanu where goes there, Kadesha Tomar, Ani Eini Ocheles, Avadai Einan Ochlin. Right? I'm not eating, I don't eat, and my servants don't eat, and therefore what? She's going to think of herself and say, Halacha must not see me as married. Zona he at slow. It must be that the halacha is not letting me eat, or my avadim, it must be the rabbis are really upset at what I did. And it must be that I'm like, maybe even not married. And that will hopefully encourage her to leave the marriage, to get a divorce. Hilkach asi lafuka. So it's a dinder abanan to be ma'odeder and encourage her to get divorced. But me, the raisa, her avadim would be able to eat. Number three, Ravashi Amar. No, the worry is that maybe if her avadim are allowed to eat, then maybe she'll even give her avadim after her husband dies. Says the Gemara, so why is that only in the Avera case? So what about a regular case? So the Gemara says, no, okay, Elam Ravashi, this is what we meant. Ba'almana kohenes da'asye la'oruye. We're talking about a bas kohen. A bas kohen da asyela oruye, that is coming, right? Rashi says on the second wide line, ba almana kohenes bas kohen sheshava l'trumas avia mimisas baila. We're specifically talking about a bas kohen who is now, after her husband dies, she would go back to eat truma in her father's house. So meikara, what she's going to be? She's going to be more a heter on herself. That's the specific shash that we have. A regular case, we wouldn't be worried that she's going to give truma to her avadim after her husband dies. But in this case, what is she going to say to herself? Meikara achli yu betruma debein asha. I grew up eating truma. I'm a bas kohen. Insavali lahai achli betruma de gavroi. And then when I got married, I ate truma from my husband. Vahashta hadri li lemilsa kamaisa. And now I'm going back to my the milsa kamaisa, the first stage. Velo yada de meikara lo shavite na lafsha chalala, hasha shavite na lafsha chalala. But she's not going to realize that now she's a chalala, right? Now she was in an illicit marriage, and therefore she can no longer eat truma. So because of that, we say her avadim cannot eat, so she'll realize that she's not going back to her original state. Says the Gemara, okay, fine, for that unusual case it would work. Tenach almana kohenes, almana bas Yisrael ma'ikel meimar. So why doesn't the Mishnah say it specifically related to that case? What about a bas Yisrael? So, ba'al menusa lo pligi rabbanan. No, lo plug, right, we don't make any distinctions in this regard. Fine. Itmar, related case. Itmar say the machlokas amaran. Hamachnesa shum labayla. Right, she brings something that is evaluated. What is shum? Evaluated nichsei tzon barzel. She brings nichsei tzon barzel, it's written in the ksuba, and there are kalim and specific items there. So, what happens? At the time of divorce, let's say, she says, can I please have my kalim back? He omeres kalai ani no telus. Can I please have my kli back? For who omer damim ani no sein. I'll give you the value. So this is going to the root of the din of nechse tzon barzel. Fine, it goes to the husband, but how much is it the husband's? That's this lumda shaila. Hadinimi, who wins? Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Hadinima, she wins, meaning, even though he has kinyan aguf. During the marriage, it's kinyan aguf lizman. Temporary. And therefore, it goes back to her. It's kind of like a matana manas lahachsir. Rabbi Ami Amar. Hadinimo. No, he wins. If he gets gudikse kinyan aguf, so he's responsible. He has achrayas. But not the item itself. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Adini Ma Wai Mishum Shevach Beis Avia Dita Avi. This is an heirloom, and this is something of her father's house, so she gets it back. Rabbi Ami Amar Adini Ma Kivan to Amar Mar. Because our Mishnah says in Mesu Mesulo Vim Hevsiro Sirulo, right? He's totally responsible, and he bears the effects of the depreciation or appreciation. Ho Vachaye Vachri Yusan Yochelu. Right? What did our Mishnah say? That they eat because of him. The nechsei tzon barzel. See, it's his. So that's why he gets to keep it even afterwards. Machlokas. Amar Rav Safra. Rav Safra says, what kind of rai is that? Meek tani vein shelo. Does it say it's his in the Mishnah? Ho'el v'chaya v'achri yusang tani. It says he's responsible for it. Just because he's responsible for it means that it's his? In halacha, does responsibility over always translate into bailus? Ula olam lavdi deininu. It's not his. Period. Right? Just to foreshadow for a minute. Where do we have such a discussion in halacha? A shoel. A shomer. Shomrim. Shomrim have a certain level of responsibility. It's not theirs. Right? Even the shoel, which we'll talk about in a minute. Even a shoel, who's chayiv ba'onsin, and the poskim say he's chayiv ba'onsin, that reflects a certain level of bailus, Because why else would I be responsible? But at the end of the she'ela, he has to give it back. Doesn't mean it's his. So ask the Gemara. So that's what Rav Safra says. Just because there's responsibility doesn't mean it is his. Says the Gemara, V'kol hecha d'chayev achriyusun achli b'truma, but 1 minute. If there's chiyev achriyus, you're right, that might not translate into bailus. But it translated into ha'achala b'truma. So doesn't that mean bailus? Because responsibility wouldn't be good enough for that halacha. V'hatzan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Meseches, trumos, Yisrael shesachar para mikoin. A Yisrael that rents out a cow from a kohen. So the kohen owns the cow. Hari ze ya'achilena karshine truma. The Yisrael could feed animal fodder of truma. And this is, Tosfos points out, we're talking about food that is miyuad for an animal. Because if it's miyuad for a person, you wouldn't be able to do that with truma. Right? It would be a bizayin of the truma. So if a Yisrael rents out a cow, so then you could feed him truma because you go by the owner. Same thing, question mark. So what do you see from there? That responsibility for something, he's a socher, is not good enough to be ma'achil b'truma. So our Mishnah should be a raya that there's real bailus, and it's not just responsibility. Answers the Gemara, 1 second, v'tizbara, nehinami dechayev v'gneva v'aveda, ba'onsei, b'kachsha, uv'nifchas tameha mi mechayev. 1 second, your raya from the Mishnah in Shumas is not correct. That's a socher. A socher is not chayiv in own sin. You're right. A lesser shomer, that's not called bailus. But a more serious shomer, like chayiv in own sin, that would be called bailus. That's what the husband has. And therefore, doesn't that prove that nifsei tzon barzel? Halodami elo l'seifa. No, it's more similar to the following case, the seifa. Yisrael shesham para mikoein. A Yisrael that evaluated a para from a kohen, and therefore, if anything happens, he's chayv ba'ontin to give back that amount. Then, lo yachilena karshine truma. Then it's like the Yisrael's. The opposite case. Aval kohen shesham para mi Yisrael yachilena karshine truma. Period. So what do you see? If there's chi of own sin, so then it does translate into bailus, and that's why the husband, in the case of the Mishnah, would be able to be machil. So this is how Rav Yehuda answers. No, I'm sorry. This is how Rav Ami answers that the din is imo, and therefore Tiflis Tzor Barzel are really a bona fide kinyan haguf. Okay, we'll talk more about this. An important discussion of Tosfos and the Mordechai here, but let's just do a little more, and then we'll start with that tomorrow. Yasev, Rabbi Rev Yosef, Vishili, Pirkei, Derev Nachman. They were sitting at the end of the shir, V'yasi, V'ka'amri, Tanya Kavasi, Derev Yehuda, V'Tanya Kavasi, Derev Ami. There's a price that supports each one of them. Tanya Kavasi, Derev Ami, Avdei Tzon Barzel. There's another halacha that's a litmus test for real bailus. So what was one we already had? To be Ma'achil and Truma. Here's another one. Only an owner who knocks out a tooth or an eye of an eved sets them free. So what if you have that litmus test? Avdei tzon barzel. So you have avadim of tzon barzel, remember eved kenani, yotzin b'shein v'ayin le'ish avalo le'isha. Right? A man is considered the bailum in this regard. So that's a raya, that the man is the real owner, because this is a formal halacha related to bailus. V'tani kavasid Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda also is a raya to him. Hamachnes ha'shum le'baila imratza ba'al limkar, lo yimkar. The husband can't sell. V'lo od el afilu hiknes la'shum mishalo. Even if he brings in something evaluated, imratza ba'al limkar, lo yimkar, he cannot sell, because she also has rights to it. Machru shteim leparnasa. If they sell, zeha yamaisa lefnei Rav Shimon Gamliel v'yamar, Habal motzi miyad halakuchos. Right? Well, there was a story that the Baal is motzi. Even the Baal could be motzi. Afilu habal motzi, Rashi says. Lo mi boy. Look at Rashi habal motzi. Lo mi boy di machar hu belo daita. Not only if he sells without her knowledge. Umesu girsha. Til hi motzi amiyad halakuchos. Can she be motzi it? Because it was hers. El afilu mesi, even if she dies, he takes it miyad halakuchos. Why? Because he was never able to sell it in the first place. Right? If you say he had rights to sell it, so then obviously if she dies, then the kinyan kicks in. It must be that he had no rights at all. It was really hers. Right? Which shows nifsei tzon barzel are hers, and therefore he can be motzi it from lekuchos. Omar, Rava, Amar, Rav Nachman, Halacha, Rav Yehuda. Omale, Rava, Rav Nachman, Vatani, Kavasid, Rav Yami. Answer, Avagav, the Tanikav Azir Abiyami, Mistavar Taimed Rav Yehuda, Mishum Shevach Beis Aviha. Right, the Sfarah still makes sense, so we were paskin like Rav Yehuda who says that the din is Ima, is with her, that he does not have a full Kinyan Haguf. Peter, we'll have to stop here. Veshet Torah, we'll start with the Tosfos and the Mordechai about the Isser Hana'a from Truma.